Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bennett for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Reagan steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to home to get Flagstad. Reagan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Reagan steals third. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartley and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Adams reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartley moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartley moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Reagan hits a line drive towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reagan moves to second. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Grover Hartley. Frank Welch pinch hits for Slim Harris. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive to left field. Williams throws towards O'Rourke. O'Rourke fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Reagan scores. Rothrock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Hal Wiltz now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Rice moves to second. 2 outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.